This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're back on. We open door 13 of the WhoVent calendar, and it's a great one. Bumbleair Wednesday has the longest gap ever. Holly Willoughby's really torn it this time. And one emotional listener, Becky, gets a little bit upset in a card shop. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Right, it feels like I've missed a lot, even though I've been away for 3 days. Yeah. You've been on Saturday Kitchen or something?
Yeah, that's right. I was in a field in the middle of nowhere filming a VT for Saturday Kitchen. Like, it's only going to be 2 minutes long, but I'm going to be on Saturday Kitchen. Not in the studio, though.
And that's where you were yesterday.
It's just one step closer to presenting the main thing.
So much to catch up on. Scott Mills. Can I just say as well, I know you were filming something for Saturday Kitchen yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And I know in the summer I went on Saturday Kitchen, your favourite TV show, without telling you, and I admit that it was a bit snaky now, and I'm really pleased that you've got your moment on
the show.
You know?
I've no doubt that one of the reasons this is happening is because of the fuss that was caused around that. So, look, thank you.
Well, yeah, you didn't
probably owe you.
You didn't really go quietly, did you? You're like, well, why aren't I on it?
I'd love to be on the actual studio bit, though, but maybe we can do that together at some point.
Yeah, definitely. So I've been in Flow Rider for the last... That sounded wrong. I've been in... But what I meant is Florida. Mm. And you know that Flow Rider, that's how he got his name, Florida. Flow Rider.
Potato situation. Yeah,
I have been in Florida for the last couple of days, doing a bit of this, a bit of that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Yeah, well, it's good to have you back.
Got red eye this morning.
Buff Daddy is back.
Excited. Are you aware of that phrase?
What's that, red eye?
Red eye flight. I told my friend about it the other day, like, what do you mean? It's like an overnight flight, right?
So you catch red eye on the way back.
I caught red eye this morning, and here I am.
And you're fresh, man.
Landed a couple of hours ago, I know.
It's exciting.
What's going on?
Can I do a shout out for my mum, please?
What do you mean?
No, I hate when she listens.
This isn't a place for shout outs for our mums.
I know, but she messaged me earlier in a classic text from mum here. We will be in coach coming home from Panto in Windsor after one. Might you or Scott do a shout out? I could text you when we are in the coach.
Oh, that is. Here we go. Sorry, I'm having to play the peak mum alarm because that is peak mother. Peak mum.
She has now text saying, we are in coach.
Yeah.
So a big hello to the year fives and year sixes going back.
I like it that she thinks it's fine just to do a shout out on national radio.
To St. Helens College from the Panto in Windsor.
Shout out to you all. Peak mum.
Classic text from mum. I don't know if you follow this Twitter account, text from mum, Scott.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Do I need to?
Yeah, it's one of those. It's just like capital letters, no punctuation. Text from mum. We are buying a chair. Is one. And there's like another. It's one of my favourite Twitter accounts.
Peak.
There's another peak text from mum there. Another one. We will be there at exactly 3. Maybe half 3.
So good. I need to follow that. Scott Mills. Chris, I've learned over the years of doing this, if you don't know what you're talking about on a certain subject, especially if it's about something that people get so passionate about, like, for instance, Star Wars, don't even go there. Because I've been burnt by this before.
Mm.
Do you remember when I gave out the ending of Broadchurch Series 2, thinking, oh, everyone must have watched it by now. So many complaints.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And really popular things like maybe Harry Potter.
Yeah. I mean, the Broadchurch thing didn't go well for me, did it?
No.
People were, like, burning effigies of me next to cliffs. Anyway, Holly Willoughby has made a massive error on This Morning today because, as I said, if you don't know about Star Wars, The Last Jedi, don't pretend that you know about it. Or don't even attempt it, because I've done this and I've had a massive fail at it before.
And people who know Star Wars, like, really know Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's whole histories around Star Wars and information that isn't even in the films. It's like a whole world.
And I think for fans, if you definitely don't know what you're talking about, they can see straight through it. They can smell it, you know? Anyway, so Holly Willoughby this morning is in the presence of John Boyega off of Star Wars and just asking him some questions, and then drops a massive clanger, plot spoiler-wise, and the fans aren't happy. And John wasn't happy either. Can I direct you to how much silence is in this clip when she says what she says from John Boyega?
Okay.
Literally head-in-hands moment from him. Now, what I've done, obviously I don't want to mess it up again and, like, repeat the spoiler. So what we've done is we've cleverly disguised the spoiler that Holly said with, like, a little Star Wars sound effect, because I don't want to mess it up for anyone.
Got you. And you've definitely used a Star Wars sound effect and not a Star Trek sound effect, because that will really wind them up.
I did have to double check, but it's definitely a Star Wars effect. But I don't want to ruin this for other people again. So here is the spoiler, but we've put a little sound effect in. Okay, here we go. Listen to how much silence there is.
And fans will be very excited because... back.
Holly. I mean, you can't tell the fans exactly what happens.
I don't know what happens. That is out there. In a far, far galaxy.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
But this could be a red herring.
Get your ticket.
Well, maybe it wasn't.
I can't reveal that.
Oh, it's so awkward. BBC.
Scott Mills.
When you were off last week on Friday, I was here with Alice.
Yeah.
And we kind of stumbled across this thing that seems to have resonated with a lot of people. And it's people who get emotional at kind of inappropriate times or in weird situations.
Now, let me guess, did Alice start this off?
Yes, she got really emotional because she wasn't allowed entry to a spinning class and sort of broke down in tears, and it was all just a bit over the top.
Is Alice okay at the moment? Because I saw her tweet the other day that she was in the shop that rhymes with Wapple. And it was obviously an employee's last day at work. Did she mention this?
She did, yeah.
And they give you a proper send-off if it's your last day in that shop. And they all kind of like do a human corridor, and they and Alice cried at that as well.
Yeah, so I think there's something short-circuiting in Alice at the moment, and it's just like it becomes too much. She's over emotional. Anyway, loads and loads and loads and loads of people seem to be able to relate to this.
Yeah, well, I can, even this morning, because I was in America until I was on an overnight flight. I landed at 7 o'clock this morning.
Someone's doing well.
And I read up on this because I was weeping like a baby at the Whitney Houston film.
Oh, really?
In the early hours of the morning on a plane.
Mm.
And my friend who was with me was like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's just me." Like, I don't know whether I'd normally cry at that, but in the air, it's a thing. I looked it up afterwards when I landed.
Mm.
Top scientist Brian Cox says he's always crying at films on planes and says it's a strangely common phenomenon in the airline industry. Like, the stewards and the crew, they all know that people are more susceptible to it.
I see, and I'm sure that's sometimes helped by the drinks that you have on a plane as well.
Yeah, I didn't have any, though, and I was blubbing.
So, yeah, so this is, like, a really relatable thing, I think, that people get over-emotional, silly situations. So, anyway, Becky dropped us a text last week, and her story was amazing, and I thought we could investigate. So, Becky's on the phone right now. Hello,
hey, Becky.
Hello.
What's your one, then?
I get a bit emotional in card shops. So if there's like a birthday coming up and I go into a card shop and I'm just reading through the nice poems and all the nice things that they say about your loved ones, I just find myself just welling up.
See, why I love this, Scott, is because when I go to a card shop, it's in and out. I have no time to be looking at cards. My girlfriend always has a go about the fact that I never choose cards, put any effort into cards.
No.
For me, if it says happy birthday on the front, just buy it. Get out.
But you know what she wants? She wants some nice words in it. That's what all she wants from you.
But that's why, Becky, you get like really emotional about it, don't you? You're really invested in the whole process.
It's almost like an indicator now. Like, if I don't cry, it's not getting bought.
Doesn't pass the test, yeah.
But I can't believe a card can make you cry.
Some beautiful words. If you just hone in on that person, you just read those words, you just think, that's just so them.
Okay. I actually think I might try this because it sounds like it's a bit of a release, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit awkward, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I've never seen someone upset in a card shop.
Well, you kind of have to suck it up before you get to the till.
So, Becky, I had this idea, right? You work in the centre of town where you are.
Yeah.
Which is where?
Yeah. Harrogate.
Okay. And you work sort of near a card shop.
Yeah.
So what I thought we could do is send you to a card shop now and we can hear how this actually works for you as a process.
Oh, really?
What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm just fascinated to hear how someone can get emotional in a card shop. So I thought we can send Becky right now, get her to read a few of the cards. Let's hear how emotional she gets. Scott, you're looking at me a bit weird. I'm not being nasty here. I just want to hear Becky cry.
Okay. So let's see if we can actually like make it happen while you're on the phone.
Yeah, it's like a science experiment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
How far away is the card shop from where you are?
Very close.
One song or two?
Two, maybe.
Okay, I'll give you two songs and then we'll come back to you. This is a bit weird, but I'm going to go with it because I'm quite jet-lagged.
Scott Mills.
One. Scott Mills here. People get well emotional in places you wouldn't necessarily expect them to. Hi, Josie, who's getting quite emotional right now at all the snowmen melting in the rain. Also, Wynne in very wet Swansea gets this when he goes to the butcher's, sees a tray of chicken breast there and thinks, well, They probably all thought they were going to some kind of party and then this. Good to know, though, that you still buy chicken, but always in kilos, so there is a chance that you've kept a friendship group going of some sort. So we've sent Becky, who gets well emotional in card shops, to her local card shop in Harrogate to see if we can make her cry because she's very emotional. Hey, Becky!
Hello!
So we're going to do a bit of like a science experiment here. What we're going to do is get you to pick three cards. And I'm just keen to see how emotional you get in this situation because I really can't understand it.
Oh, God, it's really busy in here as well.
Oh, that's all right.
So what section are we going for? Are we going for the get well soon? I mean, I suppose that's quite emotional.
Well, it's my mum and dad's birthday at the end of the year. So I'm feeling it's a birthday card.
Okay. Birthday card.
Yeah.
But they're generally quite funny, aren't they?
No, you get some really sweet ones.
Really sweet ones.
Yeah. Especially to, like, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands and wives. They get pretty deep, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah.
And to mums, actually.
Mums, dads, grandmas, they're the ones.
All right, so what are we going to go for?
I think mum.
Yeah, mum is good. First. Yeah, okay, because I think that might actually send me off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott, yeah. Fire in the emotional music, mate.
Okay, here we go. I got something special for you here. Hang on. This should help. Yeah.
Lovely.
Here we go. We're on.
Okay, this is a nice one. This is a nice one.
Okay, take your time and just let us know how you feel.
Okay. So, mum, you're loved and appreciated. Children do not realise, as children, we can't comprehend or fully realise the meaning of a mother's love. How tender and how wise, her patience and her guidance, her helpful, caring ways, the special thoughtful things she does to brighten up our days. Years go by before we know the depth of her concern, the love and her protectiveness. It takes so long to learn. But as we grow, we understand, for we look back and see through older eyes and wiser hearts her love and loyalty. So that's just lovely.
Yeah,
that is just lovely.
Hasn't sent you off, though, has it?
No, not yet, but it's still going.
That's lovely, so that. It's quite long.
It is quite long.
Also, I'm feeling extra emotional today because just got off a flight, so if anything's going to happen, it'll be me first, probably.
It's the line that says, I'm so blessed. I'm so proud that I get to call you mum.
No, you see, I don't even have a twinge with that.
But statistically, there must be someone listening right now who is feeling emotional. Because Becky can't be the only one.
No. Well, I'd hope not.
I mean, it's sweet, but it hasn't made you cry. So let's move on to card number two. Pick up anyone you want. Yeah.
Card number two. Oh, okay.
Who's this to?
This is a dad card.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So...
good luck.
We simply take for granted from day to passing day each sacrifice he makes for us in his loving way. But eventually we do grow up and then we finally see how much his love has really meant, how grateful we should be. So, Dad, it's time to thank you, to let you know this too, that there will never ever be another dad who's as loved as much as you. That hurts my heart. A lot.
It's not tipped. I'm not hearing tears, though.
I kind of want to hear you cry.
I feel like there's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's all right. Just isolate yourself.
Kind of putting me off.
Visualise it.
I am a massive daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. So anything to do with like how amazing my dad is, I will like just stop you right there. Yeah. Your dad isn't the best. My dad is.
My dad's better than your dad.
With that in mind, Scott's dad is the best, actually.
Yeah, he is, actually.
Well, funny. Nice.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, could yours have been James Bond, though? Probably not. No, I didn't think so. Right, so no tears as yet. Becky, wait there. If you can stay in the card shop in Harrogate for a bit longer, we'll see what happens with card number three in a few songs' time.
Scott Mills.
Ellie on Twitter says, never happened to me in a card shop, but always in supermarkets. Recently, I saw an old lady buying a blackberry yogurt and cried for about 4 hours.
Oh. I think it gets really heightened around Christmas time as well.
Totally. The dad card totally got me. David says, I'm a massive mess cleaning up the streets of Burnley listening to this right now. This is Radio 1. Me and Chris have a secret favourite bit of that song. It's,
ooh, I'm the boof daddy, baby, take a look at me.
We wait for it towards the end of the song. And it's
We try and really preempt it when it's going to be.
Gives it some feeling.
Ooh, I'm the boof daddy, baby, take a look at me.
Oh, I'm the boof daddy. We just do it to each other all the time.
Oh, I'm the boof daddy. BBC
Radio 1. So we've got Becky, who is in a card shop in Harrogate, and she gets really emotional. She's told us this when she goes into them and she reads all the emotional cards. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Right, so you're still in the card shop. Sorry to keep you waiting. You've got card number 3 in your hand, I know, and hopefully this will be the one that gets you really emotional.
Oh, the dad one does get me, I have to say.
It'd be great to get you crying here, though. So maybe if we go for something really emotional, music-wise, okay, Scott, let's throw everything at this.
Let's ramp it up. Hang on. Oh, yes. OK. Right, what card have you got there now?
So, this is dad.
Oh, OK. I think I'm ready.
I can't begin to tell you how much your support, your guidance and your trust has always meant to me. There'll never be enough words that I can say or enough words how much I love you and how proud I am to call you my dad. Wishing you a wonderful birthday. Love you always. Your loving daughter.
No, I can hear your voice going there.
It's just so nice.
It is, isn't it?
Is there a little tear?
A little sob.
Just a moist eye there.
It hurts my heart.
Do you know what that means? That means that you're a really very, very nice person.
Or really emotional.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
And there must be people listening right now who if they're like you, Becky, are sobbing.
Oh, there'll be people sobbing at radio right now, yeah. So sorry about that. But, I mean, it's all nice. It's a nice cry.
Mm, and it's science.
I like that we just pass anything off. That was a science experiment.
Oh shit! And it's raining outside now as well. So brilliant.
It can hide your tears.
Yeah. Becky, you're amazing to do this in the middle of a card shop in busy Harrogate today. So thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Anytime.
That's all right. Yeah, we might get you on again.
Oh, I think I need a bit of time to get over this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sending you a hug.
Thank you.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This feels like the show we normally do before Christmas Day, you know, where we go all out.
Yeah.
It wasn't intentional. It's just people are welling up here. Laura in Leeds having a little cry there.
I think it's just hearing these lovely words, isn't it? Especially if we were to do it with, say, Christmas cards, it'd be a similar thing.
Right, let's write that down. Let's do it in the week up to Christmas.
I will write it down now.
Hello, Rebecca. Feeling upset in a good way. Okay, if you are feeling a little bit fragile after those cards, I'm going to tip you over the edge now, in a nice way, with Sam Smith. Did you hear his Christmas cover earlier?
It's not often he's introduced like that, is it?
What? But
in a word, just the way you say it, I'm going to tip you over the edge with a bit of Sam Smith. But it's... this is beautiful.
Yeah, this is. And if you're not crying yet, give it 2.5 minutes.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Scott Mills. I love the Who Vent calendar. Something massively ho behind each door in December. Guy that I've missed two brilliant ones while I've been away.
Yes.
On Monday, ho! Paul Burrell off of Princess Diana doing a I'm a Celebrity trial.
We now have...
No, that's the wrong one. Here he is. Remember the noises he made?
Cockroaches in their
pit. Oh my God, it's Matt! It's a snake.
Oh! And then yesterday, Toby Ansis discovering the internet for the first time on CBBC.
We now have a World Wide Web page on the internet.
so you can access the information yourself if you can get onto the World Wide Web. Okay, and if you can, this is our address. I hope you've got a pen and paper ready, because as you can see, it's not particularly short. First of all, to get through to the BBC itself, okay, so get through those walls, you need to type in this first line. http://www.bbcnc.org.uk. Are you lost? I thought you were. So that, basically, the first line gets you through to the BBC. Then to get through to the all-important Children's BBC office and the web, these next two lines will do... Oh, hang, it's gone. There we go. BBC TV, Children's, presentation.
Like anyone's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that, Toby.
That's what kids are so clever.
Hashtag presentation at bbc.org. I'm not writing it down, Toby.
What was that?
Definitely nobody did that. Giving out the first ever web address on CBBC.
Ho!
Two strokes.
HTTP dot dot.
Colon. Rubbish. Today's WhoVent calendar is at 3:20 and it's an absolute cracker.
Scott Mills.
Joe's been on. Can't believe that people are travelling home from uni to for Christmas already.
Oh, right, driving home for Christmas.
Right, on the train back to Derby from uni for the Christmas break. Do some work. Oh, hang on, he says I'm doing some uni work on the way. But Merry Christmas, Joe. Seems to be quite a lot of people that are heading home today, yeah. Right, like now.
Although you would have thought it'd be towards the end of the week for that to start happening. I suppose massive Christmas holiday.
Yeah. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Nicola in Cardiff.
Hi.
Hi. We bundle slate clean on bangers, so this is the first one of three, OK? I know that Chris played it with Matt earlier in the week, but we're starting again, Nicola, OK?
I'm so excited.
OK, cool. Who do you normally pick?
Depends on the song, but usually Chris.
OK. Yeah. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm going holiday shopping.
Oh, OK. Where are you going on holiday?
I'm going to holiday. Florida.
When?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Where are you going in Florida?
Yeah. Orlando and Miami.
I've just literally been there.
What are the chances?
We went like last Christmas as well.
Mate, the bargains are next level. Talk to me about the bargains. Like, the shops are ridiculous. How can things be that price?
I know, I can't wait.
Right, so you go into a shop and it's like, today, 40% off. And then, like, they're like, oh, that's not true. Today, because you're in store, it's 50% off. And hey, let me give you this coupon. If you swipe this at the checkout, it's a further 20% off. And I'm like, how are you doing this?
Potentially great news then.
I'm going to tell all my family that I'm going to get the Christmas shopping when I come back so I can get it there. And it's cheaper.
It's so much cheaper. All right, Nicola, have a good time. Christmas Day in Orlando. That's nice. Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. See if you like this. If it helps, Nicola, I wrote this down on my phone while I was buying some pants in Orlando.
That is a pathetic way.
True.
No.
True, though. In Orlando, just yesterday.
Oh, Orlando friends.
Right, and this came on. This came on in the shop, and I was like, I'm having that for bangers. Focus, Ariana Grande.
Well, it's such a coincidence, right, Nicola, because I've never been to Orlando, but every time I... Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
this is my banger choice today. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Massive song.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love? I might not be your Orlando friend, but do the right thing here and choose my choice.
Oh, my God.
So baggy. Like, so baggy.
So
yeah, but you're being so basic in how you're talking about, like, I've just come back from Orlando.
Right.
Like, so pick me.
But it's a true...
It's madness that you were there in the first place.
Why is it madness?
Because you're only there for 2 days.
I mean, yeah. Like
a massive baller.
I was doing work.
No one goes to Florida and does work.
Well, I did.
I agree. And I second you, Nicola, on that.
Can we be basic? Yes. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
What I'm we having? I'm so sorry, Scott, but it's got to be Chris.
I thought I was your Orlando friend.
What you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, Father, Father.
In keeping with the emotional tone of today's show, where we've had people reading out emotional messages in card shops, kind of goes with it all, really.
We all need love.
Everyone's feeling well emo today. That is, I mean, to be fair, that is the right winner. Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love? They were so good, weren't they, back in the day, Black Eyed Peas?
Amazing.
Up until, I would say, Dirty Bit, oof. And then really whiffy from there on in.
Can you believe this as well? I'm not sure if you're across this, Scott. Ross from Rochdale has texted saying, Chris, you would love Busted's version of Where Is The Love.
What?
Maybe a banger for next week. Mm. Can't believe it, right? Saw this text, checked it out. True, they did a version of Where Is The Love.
Why?
Random as.
But why?
No, why?
No,
yeah,
no one needed that. No one. Yeah, they did go a bit weird, Black Eyed Peas. Will I Am got all into his gadgets and that. It's like, oh, look, so I've got a watch that makes tea. Yeah, make a good song, though.
This is a point where we really differ. The Black Eyed Peas, when they had, what was that song? Meet Me Halfway. I love that song. Ugh. You think it's rubbish.
Yeah. I'll tell you what that is. Space. Hello, John in Kent, who says, Focused by Ariana Grande, literally the most basic banger choice there has ever been. All right, sass.
Mm, true.
Busted's version of Where Is The Love?
Basic.
Okay, so you win. More bangers tomorrow, but it's 1-0 to Chris.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kate, who says, lol to my work friend who took lunch late to hear Kevin Hart and The Rock on Playground Insults today. Yes, I'm sorry about that. I did promise that it was going to be today, but there have been things happening behind the scenes, which means it's next Tuesday. Now, that sounds well sinister. There's nothing wrong with the chat that we did.
Oh, there's nothing sinister. No, it's just...
In fact, it's hilarious.
Logistical sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just logistics. But that will be on Tuesday's show. Like I've said, the more I make you wait for it, the more you want it. That's next Tuesday. I cannot believe it's our leader's birthday today. Taylor Swift is 28, and here's something she'll absolutely love. From Radio 1 to Taylor Swift, a special message from Katy Perry.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Rangers!
Happy birthday to you.
Scott Mills.
Okay, are we ready for Bumbleo?
I'm ready.
I've made you wait for it halfway through the week.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
So ready.
Ven, 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 ven.
Holly Willoughby plot spoiler on This Morning.
And fans will be very excited because... back.
Holly, I mean, you can't tell the fans exactly what happens.
I don't know what happens. That is out there. In a far, far galaxy.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
But this could be a red herring.
Things
I mean,
get your ticket.
Well, maybe it wasn't the fact.
I can't reveal that.
Don't talk about Star Wars. Don't talk about Star Wars if you don't know what you're talking about. I've made that mistake before. Chris Stark at the opening of the Scott Mills Bridge.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly at a minute.
Horn!
Hey! And now... Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time.
London, N1P, 1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardener's Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
From today's bangers.
I might not be your Orlando friend, but do the right thing here and choose my choice.
Oh, my God.
So biggie. Like, so biggie.
Yeah, but you're being so basic in how you're talking about, like, I've just come back from Orlando.
Right.
Like, so pick me.
But it's a true...
it's madness that you were there in the first place.
This from ITV's Benidorm.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
From the Who Vent calendar.
I'm above it. I'm above
Fine, bothered. Can you look at my face? Is my face bothered? You sound ridiculous. You sound like a farmer.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Don't care because I ain't bothered.
Lauren,
I ain't bothered.
Stop this right now. Come on.
Look,
just
farmer.
I'm hey, just stop it. Please, stop it. Farmer, I am.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
In full.
We all love you.
No.
We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders. Michael Jackson.
Special request for Greg James.
A horse for one bin.
Have a giggle with the latest fun sounds from Text 8228. Subscribe to Text 8228 clubs for £3 per week and receive up to 3 fun sounds.
Hello, it's me, your mobile phone.
Text H5 4.
How long it take for you to pick up this?
Text H4
4. I'm on the bird. Easy.
Text H3 for the Dixie horn. Text H2 or 4.
Please hold your pick up the telephone.
Text H1 to 8228 now. Fun sounds are not endorsed by any celebrity.
It's been going on about 5 minutes.
And a bingo.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
Oh, wow.
There we are. Text in the Radio 1 just says, what is going on?
I know.
Come on then, where are you? Halfway through the week. Ridiculous Gap today, that's from Noski in Bristol. Andrew the Fencer in Alt Bay, bumbling with his hammer. That's my favourite Gap ever, period, says Jess in Manchester. Let us know where you're bumbling today, please. Karen in Dereham. Tom the Joiner in Derby, so glad it's Wednesday. Chad in Yeovil said, I love that Gap more than I love food, and that's a lot. John on his digger in Devon says, Gap of all gaps.
Let's go.
Wide gap today, Mills. Thank you. That's Laura, the technician in Cumbria.
It was a big one. Shout out to Tom from Leeds, bumbling his bobbles off right now in Gloucester.
Tim in London is bumbling his raksus off in the kitchen.
Good one.
Someone says, are you having technical issues? No, hon, it's just the Gap on Bumble.
Wouldn't it be great if that's what happened to Radio 1 when there was technical issues, though? Just all of those going...
Ben, flat out feeding cows in Essex. He says, when are you going to play Christmas Banger by Bass Hunter? Oh, it's too soon for that. Way too soon. Izzy from Manchester Uni says, if I haven't already lost my head for my assignment today, I have because of that Gap.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Bumbling all over the car. On the way to Wales, that's Connie, Lynn, Gus, BJ, Addy, and many more.
Shout out to Archie and Amy bumbling hard right now in Redditch.
Duncan in the Manitou feeding cows. I don't know what that is.
Manitou.
That wasn't a gap, that was a black hole. I loved it, says Jack in Chorley Wood. So pleased we're halfway through the week. That's from Johnny in Bristol. And we've got Chad in Chichester. Almost in tune.
Blazing!
Scott Mills.
I'm excited to open the next door of the Who.
The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Unlucky for some, number 13.
What's going to be the retro thing behind the door today?
There's a magical place, we're on our way there. With toys in the millions all under one roof.
It's called Toys R Us.
Soon after bedtime, when dark night time falls, Jeffrey and helpers stock up all the shelves. From stealing to bomb, books, board games, and mice, Teddy's puppy.
the full Toys R Us song and Jeffrey saying there's millions all under one roof.
Scott Mills.
Damo Mansfield says, today's been quite an emotional, quite a festive show. One of your best. A real treat today. Thanks, lads.
It's been good, yeah. It has been emotional.
Yeah, it feels like the show we probably should have done on, like, Christmas Eve or something, you know? Everyone driving home for Christmas. But we'll try and do that for you on... Well, we're not on at the weekend because Christmas Eve, of course, famously falls on a Saturday this year.
What are the logistics?
Well, we'll do that show on Friday, okay? And I'm guessing we'll have to do all the Christmas traditions soon because you'll want it and some of the listeners will want us to call Dial a Carol where they sing us a song down the phone from America. And also, where I buy your mum an inappropriate present for Christmas, and you do the same to me.
I buy your mum a lovely inappropriate thing.
Same old, but people love it.
Scott Mills.
Can I remind everyone that Christmas Eve is at the end of next week? Let that sink in for you.
Are you sure?
End of next week is Christmas Eve, Sunday.
Is he right with that?
That's right.
He is right with that.
Yeah. Like, no one seems to be feeling it. Like, you ignore it until it's actually here.
Well, I think you're
always like, oh, it's really far away. It's the end of next week.
So can you still order stuff online?
At the moment, but be quick.
Every year. I think there's loads of time.
There's not loads of time. End of next week. And also, I'll be here on Christmas Day, breakfast show, and then we're on breakfast for 3 weeks. But it's happening really soon, end of next week.
Okay.
You're not being festive enough. You're not being festive enough.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.